Good morning, beloved ones. Turn to someone and tell them, bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted. That's the call for us all, to bloom where we're planted. Don't covet somebody else's garden. Bloom where you are planted. Yes, we are the divine seeds of God. Well, beloved ones, this is the last Sunday in the month of May. And it is also the end of the National Meditation Month. If you were here on the 1st of May, I told you about May being National Meditation Month, and I actually challenged you all to commit to meditating every day during this month. Now, I'm not going to ask how many of you did it. I won't. But this is what I know. If you did do it every day, consistently, for the month of May, then you must have experienced a change. If you did it every day, you had to undergo some type of change. There had to be a shift in your consciousness on some level. Because the moment you commit to meditating on a consistent basis, something happens. Meditation changes your vibration. It changes the way you experience life, and it will change the way you express in life. And it will do so in such an easy, graceful manner. Some of the things that we've been trying to work on and change about ourselves and struggling, when you adopt a consistent practice, a spiritual discipline and practice of meditation, there will be changes in you for the better. And it'll be a gradual unfolding. People will notice. You will notice. Because there's something very real and powerful. What it does is it raises you to a higher level on the spiritual spectrum of life. And that's a good thing, because Lord knows life is not always easy, is it not? Right? We have some ups and downs and challenges. And it's a good thing to know that we have a means through meditation, but we have a means to help us to navigate through life, to navigate through the waters of life, especially when things may appear to be turbulent and, you know, a little rough, the seas of your life are rough. Meditation helps you to navigate those times. In fact, we are in the midst of those days and these days right now, right? We're in the midst of it. In case you haven't noticed, the times, they are changing. Have you noticed? The times, they are a-changing. And we can see it in almost every institution that we have in our particular society, and just in general, in life in general. I was thinking about, well, what are the institutions that are demonstrating that there's a difference? Take the educational system. I remember when, you know, when I was young, we all graduated from high school and you went to college. You went to a college place. And I see my college graduate over there, my wonderful Tunde, yes. But, you know, you went to school. You went to a physical location. But universities are changing. There are people who are getting PhDs and are not setting foot in a particular building or location. You know, I have a friend who's enrolled in a PhD program, and she's doing it through intensives. She goes like every couple of once a month or whatever, they have an intensive weekend, and she does that. But then all the rest of the time, she's online communicating with, this is for a PhD. And I remember, wow, you know, it was a long process. But things are changing, right? Our political system as we know it is changing because we are seeing stuff we have never seen before. Never seen before. You know, before there used to be a little bickering amongst the candidates, but basically they would at least try to present some of the programs and the platform and the issues that they were running on. But the political process has changed. Now it's not even about the issues. It's about how vile can you get? Can you attack your opponent? It's become a personal sort of a movement against the opposite candidate. It's not about the issues any longer. And there's a change in that. We see a shift in what's happening in that arena. The work environment has certainly changed. You know, before you went to work every day, people telecommute nowadays. They have go to meetings. You don't even have to have a meeting. You get on your computer, you look at somebody, and everybody's on the computer and you're meeting. I mean, everything is different. Listen, even the medical field, and Tunde, you probably heard of this, even in the medical field, they have an app where you don't even have to go to the doctor, that the doctor can actually examine you and diagnose you through a computer app. Have you heard of that? Yeah, I'm like, what? You know? No more having, I guess there's some vehicle that they can take your temperature, get your vitals, you probably press your thumb on something and it's reading something, and so they don't have to be in the room with you to diagnose what's happening. Everything is shifting and changing in the way we do things. And I bet it's safe to say that for some of you, your life is topsy-turvy right now. That things that used to work for you no longer work. Things that you used to find pleasure and enjoyment in no longer brings you any kind of happiness. Things are out of sorts. There's confusion, perhaps, about which way you should go. There's so many things that you have a choice and an opportunity, so many places and directions, and should I go, should I stay, that this is a measure of confusion. Or things are moving and changing so rapidly that you can't keep up. It seems like there's one thing after another. You get one thing down and then something else comes. And I had to remind myself not to worry, because everything is in divine order. And things are happening as they should, as I just said, and that I didn't know they were going to show that particular video, but it's what I said. You know, it's all a part of the process. Things are shifting and changing, and we are indeed in the midst of a big evolutionary shift. So it stands to reason that our lives would begin to reflect that. You know, that we're reflecting that something, it feels like upheaval, it looks like upheaval, but it's actually birth, it's actually transformation trying to happen. The trick is learning how to deal with these changes, especially when what worked for you no longer works for you. So my advice is, when things fall apart, don't panic. It's part of the process. It's part of the, turn to somebody and say, it's part of the process. It's part of the process. When things fall apart, don't panic. It's part of the process. Right? Can you imagine when you were being born, you were in a lovely, comfortable womb, swimming around, being fed, life was good. All of a sudden, things got cramped, right? You're moving into a space of darkness. You feel like everything's coming to an end. You don't know what's happening, but it's birth. It's birth. It's the process of life. And sometimes when we're in the midst of that and in the throes of that process, we forget. that something beautiful is about to be birthed and expressed. So it's a matter of us learning how to deal with the changes. So here's what we need to do. First, you got to be prepared in consciousness for the new. You have to be prepared in your mind. You know, you're going to need a new mindset. You've got to be prepared for the new and the unexpected. See, we're used to just having things be the way they were, and we're quite comfortable in that. But now there's a new mindset that we have to have. We've got to be open. We have to be more willing to than ever before to embrace what is showing up. Whatever is showing up, we've got to be willing to embrace what is showing up. Because there's no use in resisting something that is changing. Right? There's no use in resisting. What do they say? Resistance is futile. Resistance from a spiritual perspective does not serve you well. It doesn't mean that you might not be able to transform the changes or have a say, but to resist it is not going to serve you. So we've got to learn a new way of being. You have to find a way to adapt and to be with whatever is showing up. There's a story of an older gentleman, an old man, who was being moved from his house that he lived in for a long, long time, and his daughter thought that it would be good for him to move into a senior assisted living dwelling, an apartment. And so they were on the street one day, and the old man met one of his friends who knew that he was, you know, moving. And so he asked him, well, how are you liking this new, you know, your new place and the prospect of your new home? And the man said, oh, I love it. I love it. And the man said, great. His friend said, great. And he goes off. And his daughter says, well, Dad, why did you say that you loved it when you haven't even seen the apartment yet? And he says, well, if this is to be my experience, if that is to be my experience, then I might as well love it. Don't you love that? If that is to be my experience, then I might as well love it. See, attitude is everything. It's everything. He didn't have to see it because he knew, all right, the decision has been made. This is going to be my experience. I can resist it. Or I can learn to love it. That's so wonderful. So can you embrace what is showing up in your life and in your affairs? And I hope so, because if we cannot really do that, then we will experience some pain and some suffering in the process of the unfoldment of change that is always taking place. See, that's the whole thing. It's always taking place. It's just that in this particular point in history, it's taking place a lot faster. Change is happening quickly, you know. And so we have to understand that it's no longer about how things used to be. Doesn't matter. That's not it. It is a new understanding. So what is new that is needed for your life? How can you see things differently? What is being called forth that is moving you into a new paradigm? See, I know that there is something happening because it's happening for everybody. So what new paradigm are you being called to move into? Peggy and Thomas, you all will be leaving. You're going to have a new paradigm. You're leaving, moving into a new home. I don't want you to go, but I understand this is how life works. So you're going to have a whole new experience. And I know that you're grieving leaving the old. But if you spend too much time grieving what was and what you used to have and how it used to be, you will not be able to enjoy the experience so you can say, I love it. I love my life in this moment. I love what the universe has given me in this moment. I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to enjoy all of it. I'm going to see it and name it all good. Peggy was laughing when the blessings fell. She said, you can make lemon out of lemonade. I said, that's right. She said, you said it was blessings overflowing. That's right. I'm going to see the good in this. Blessings overflowing. Why get uptight? Oh, God, the blessings fell on the floor. No. Ooh, the blessings. I'm going to turn it around to see something good and to be able to love it. A new paradigm, a new way of being. Now, for example, I know that with this next generation of young people coming up, that a new paradigm is being called for how church will be done and experienced. Church on an app is not a far-fetched thing for young people, right? Now, we might not be able to imagine how can you get any kind of benefit from church on an app. But for the millennials and those who are even behind them, it would seem like a very normal thing. And I am having to get a new paradigm. I'm having to wrap my head around, well, how can it be done differently? My conditioning was, you go to church. My conditioning was, what? You went to school. You went to someplace. Their conditioning is, wherever I am, stuff is happening. Because I have it, right? I have information right here at my hand. So their whole paradigm of life is so vastly different than ours. When Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, they get it. Yeah. I got it. It's in my hand. So there's a whole new way of being. And I could resist it all I want. But that isn't going to serve. That isn't going to help. And so I'm learning, okay, Lord, there's a new paradigm. I got to get with the program. And so I'm meeting with some young millennials. I met with Miko, and I was like, okay, tell me about this new app church in a machine, in a phone, in a computer, you know. Tell me about how to make a short videos for YouTube and how to get the message out there in a different way. And if it, tell me about all these things, because that's where they are. And if they're not coming here, then I'm going there. I'm going to get, right? And it doesn't mean that the rest of us will still have our place to come to, and we will still have community. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to invite them in, because they'll come in, but they'll come in a different fashion. They might come in through some meetup groups. They might say, oh, there's a meetup group on talking about a strategic plan for the environment. That's a thing I want. They'll come for that. So we may have to have the issues that are important to them, what matters, and we do it in a meetup group. And a meetup group doesn't last forever and ever. It lasts for however long they're going to talk about it, and then they move on. So I had to find another meetup group. I have to, you know, it's all a new paradigm. So instead of bemoaning the fact that, gosh, things are changing and church is changing, Spirit said, you need to get on with it and see it and love it. Oh, I love it. You see what I'm saying? My attitude has to be, oh, I love it. So for you, what is it that needs to be overhauled in your life? And I'm going to ask you to spend some time maybe in meditation and asking, because it's giving you, your life is actually telling you, but ask in meditation, what is it that perhaps needs to be overhauled and how can you see it in a new and a fresh way? And once you get it, then jump right on into it. Just jump into it, because that's another thing that is needed in order to be able to deal with the changing times. And that is speed. Because you may be fearlessly and fervently called to move into newness quickly. See, we're used to kind of just meandering. But you might be called to move with warp speed, because things are changing at warp speed. And you have to be able to trust the process enough to move with the times. To move with the times. And you've got to be able to do it in what I call with a sense of non-attachment. Because by the time you're comfortable with one thing, something new is being called for with the very next breath. Right? That's the way it works. I'm just getting used to my iPhone 5 and the iPhone 6, 7, 8, 9 is out. I'm like, I just figured out how to work this. But that's the pace. And so we can, you know, you can fight it and resist it, but it's not going to help you to live fully in what is presenting itself to you. So you may definitely learn how to not only go with the flow, but the flow with the go. Because, see, we used to back then, and we know you could flow with the, right? You went with the flow. You could go with the flow. There was an ease. Now you got to flow with the go, because the go is quicker than the flow. That's the way it works. And you've got to get on board with that, with a sense of non-attachment. See, we want to hold on to the way, because it gives us a false sense of security. If I can hold on to what I know, then I think I'm safe. All right? But you got to have a sense of non-attachment. And when you are non-attached, the mind is more open. And when your mind is more open, you will more than likely not get stuck in the old and the familiar way, because we love that which is familiar, but you'll be open to the new and the unexpected ways of being. Now, here's what can help us to be open to the unexpected, and that is to start with this premise. Start with the premise that the universe is a safe and friendly place, and everything is conspiring to move you to a higher consciousness. The move, right? The universe is a safe. Sometimes if I can't move, I got to wait, I got to check. The universe is a safe and friendly space, and everything is conspiring to move you to a higher consciousness. See, with that kind of attitude, you could just simply say, I love it. What's happening with life? Don't matter. I love it. With that kind of attitude and that kind of perspective, you can boldly meet and face anything and everything. The whole universe is conspiring towards my good. Let me hear you affirm that. The whole universe is conspiring towards my good. That's a powerful thought and a powerful statement. Here's another one I want you to look. Nothing and no one is against me. Nothing and no one is against me. Everything happens for my highest good. Everything happens for my highest good. Every encounter is a holy encounter. All of life teaches me. There's a blessing and a lesson in everything. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Do you know that? See, we have to take that kind of energy and attitude on in our consciousness to be ready to face whatever, to move in the blink of an eye, to transcend, to heal. But you don't have time. Years ago, we could wallow in our problems. And all. You don't have time. There's no wallowing. There's no time for wallowing. You got to move and get on with it and do it and be about your business. If you remember a couple of weeks ago at the beginning of May, the May 1st, I did a talk called May Day, May Day, and it was about the promises of God, that if we could hold on to the promises of God and how God was always with us and that God always had our back. Now, at the end of the month, I want to remind you that even though God has your back, God is always with you, that you also have a part to play. You have a part to play. And you have a part in your own innate ability to move, to choose, to act, to decide, to begin anew, because those are the qualities you're going to need for these changing times. You must be adventurous. You must be open. You must be receptive. You must be bold. And you must be comfortable with the unknown. That's a biggie. But you might as well get comfortable with it, because it's here. It's constant. The status quo has changed. The landscape is vastly different. So we want to move into this experience in our lives, having been assured of God's promises and knowing that God is always at work in our life and in our affairs. We have to now embrace the change. We have to be able to commit to our lives and what is happening with boldness, and to have faith in the upward call that we are all feeling, because I know we're all feeling that something is afoot. So we have to have faith in this upward call. Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, commitment is what transforms a promise into a reality. So we know the promises of God, but it is up to us to turn them into a reality for us. Here's another thought on commitment. There's a difference between interest and commitment. When you are interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. So in order for us to grow into this new era, this new unfolding, we've got to be on the growing edge of life. We have to not only have a fair amount of commitment, but we have to have a commitment to change. Mahatma Gandhi said this quote that we're all going around saying, that we must be the change we wish to see in the world. Well, how are you going to be a change agent when you're fearing change? How are you going to be the change you wish to see in the world when you yourself are holding on? We must be the change we wish to see, right, in the world. We're it. This is what George Bernard Shaw said. Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. I want you to think about that. Progress is about moving forward. And in order to move forward, something has to change. And if you cannot change your mind, you cannot change anything. Jim Rohn said this, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. I love that. It's not a chance happening. It's change. Conscious choice to change. Conscious choice to be present. So what is calling for change in your life? What is not serving you well any longer? What is life pushing you to grow through? What are you resisting the most right now? And what is occurring in your life over and over and over? Because if you listen to your life, you will see your next level of growth and transformation. So I hope you boldly go where no man has ever gone before, because the times, they are changing. Are you? Blessings. Namaste. Blessings. Namaste. Blessings. Thank you.